Good morning. Cloudy skies developed overnight as a front approaches from the west. As a result, temperatures are starting off in the upper 40s and lower 50s across most of the region, with a few pop-up showers well ahead of the front. Mostly dry, though, for the early to mid-morning hours until the front draws closer a little later on in the morning, and especially during the afternoon, where showers will become more likely from west to east. As we head toward the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, perhaps even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder in some places, although overall, generally speaking, the rain will not last very long. We'll continue the risk of a few showers, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England into the early evening hours before that front tracks off the east coast and we begin a drying trend overnight tonight. Out ahead of the front, despite the cloud cover, high temperatures today should average out in the middle 60s across the area, while behind the front will drop back into the lower to mid 40s late tonight. With high pressure building in behind the system, we'll go back to dry weather on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be pleasant in the lower to mid 60s. The next disturbance will eject out of the middle of the country and head in our direction for the latter portion of the week. A low pressure center will track down the Ohio Valley and toward the Great Lakes, pushing a warm front our way on Thursday. Out ahead of the warm front, skies will be mostly cloudy and there's a good chance of showers for the afternoon, especially from I-90 north, keeping temperatures in the high 50s to around 60 for afternoon highs. As the front continues to move through, a good shot of rain overnight Thursday night and scattered showers left over on Friday morning. Then the rest of the system will pass through on Friday afternoon with more showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms. With this system passing by, temperatures will be in the middle and upper 60s on Friday. It looks like we'll dry it out for the weekend behind this next system on Saturday, mostly sunny in the lower to mid 60s, and with high pressure retreating, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, but it looks like it'll stay dry for Mother's Day on Sunday in the mid 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front draped from the Appalachians across the Ohio Valley and into the Central Plains will be the focus for more showers and thunderstorms today. Moisture flowing over the southern plains east of a dry line, along with favorable upper-level dynamics, will produce showers and thunderstorms over the southern plains through this evening. The Storm Prediction Center has placed a large part of the southern high plains in an enhanced risk for severe weather, including the possibility of tornadoes. Across the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, even a moderate risk of severe weather is likely today. Meanwhile, an upper-level low over Southern California will move over the Rockies by tomorrow, and the added energy will produce another round of potentially severe thunderstorms over parts of the southern plains, including Dallas and Oklahoma City, for Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility under cloudy skies and rain showers in the vicinity, 37 degrees with a west wind at 57 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 7 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 46, 72% relative humidity, a south wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.09 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with scattered showers and possible thunderstorms in the lower 70s. Boston increasing clouds with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature, 64, that's 9 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 0.61 of an inch of precipitation, that's 0.04 below normal, and 13.25 inches of rain for the year, which is 1.43 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low 44. The record high 92 set in 1930, and the record low 29 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:42 a.m., sunset this evening 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Scattered showers this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers this evening, then drying out overnight tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds, showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers this evening, then drying out overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers this evening, then drying out overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 60s. Showers likely on Thursday, upper 50s. More showers Friday, possibly a thunderstorm, mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-60s Saturday, increasing clouds Sunday, dry mid-60s, and a chance of showers on Monday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.